You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
And welcome back to Radio Primavera Sound. It is an absolute pleasure to have here with us the Los Angeles rock explosion, Julie.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
How are you? You've just played in here in Primavera Sound. How was it? How was the gig?
It was amazing. It was really good. It was really fun.
Beautiful. A lot of people.
Ben was lucky enough to see you.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, like, it's been quite a few years for you. You must have played a few gigs that big, right?
Yeah, festivals and stuff.
Yeah. This one felt particularly very large, too. Like, this maybe was the most people we played to. I don't know, but felt like it.
Yeah. What have the last few years felt like for you, like the last 5 years? Because from the outside,
it's like our entire timeline as a band is basically the last 5 years. So,
but it was almost immediate, though, wasn't it? That you
sort of, yeah, it kind of be, it hit some sort of some big moment, I think, maybe in like 2021 or 2022.
I think 2022, because that's when we first started properly touring. But yeah, we gained traction on the internet during the pandemic, so it was kind of just...
But we've also just been, like, I mean, even before we put out music, I've been just like trying to seriously work at it. So even though it hasn't been, it's kind of felt like a really long, slow build. But I know in actuality, it's like, it's not that long compared to other artists who have had like so many years to kind of build up to where they're at now.
Yeah. But there's definitely been some moment, I think, in the past couple of years where it's like, oh man, we've been on the road every other month for a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's when it sort of hit us, maybe as far as like big change, where it's like, oh, we're doing festival after festival and show after show, and we're in all these different countries.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like around the time that we got signed to our labels when we like things started getting a lot more, I don't know, scheduled and a lot more like busy, you know. But we've constantly been working at it since 2019.
Yes, in fact, you played like a few months ago here in Barcelona on a sold out show at Rasmatas. This has been your longest tour.
I think it's the most we've ever toured like consecutively in this past year, but we definitely have breaks in between, so it's not one big tour, if that makes sense.
Are you a world building band?
Yeah.
I definitely try to be, yes. Yeah.
Okay, then. Tell us a Julie book.
Book?
Yeah. Or a film, whatever you feel.
Film, like reference a film.
Well, what I mean is, like, I love bands who build their own worlds. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, to give one example, like Pet Shop Boys are really good at building their own world. Mm-hmm. And I think with the Pet Shop Boys, you can be like, this film is a Pet Shop Boys film, this isn't. This book is a Pet Shop Boys film.
You know, what I've noticed, at least with our aesthetics and the kind of thing that we're sort of building, is it's less so about like what we really like or what we want to portray, but more so what we don't want to portray, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
colors of the rainbow that we, you know, maybe don't like the look of on a t-shirt, or like
it's also hard because, like, I see what you're saying, but I think with us, there's never stuff that's referential that's like all of it is encompassing in part of our world. Like, there's always bits and pieces that are like, this is really good,
but it's like a movie.
I mean, even with movies, like, I feel like there's moments in it or like little details that's like, oh, that's really good. Like, that is like, identify with that. But I would not be able to say like that particular movie as a whole is representative of like kind of where we take inspiration from. It's always like bits and pieces that we take from, you know, like small little details. So,
yeah.
And do you still design your own merch and everything?
Yeah.
Wow. Is there like one piece that you've done that you really love?
I mean,
the most recent one is really cool.
I really like the most recent one.
It's like based on Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark art style.
Keon was talking about, one day he was just talking about, like, we were bonding over, remember, like, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? It was like this children's like horror book series, but the art style was very particular, and I remember seeing them, you know, as a kid too. So I tried to draw something that was kind of like the same feeling and the same vibe as like that kind of art style, and then he took it and he scanned it, and then he like designed something out of it, you know. it's that one I really like, and then also our first European tour one I really like too.
Oh yeah, that one's really cool.
Yeah.
Is there Matt here?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That'd be a management question. Because
you can ask people to go and buy it.
Maybe
there is.
Buy
go
it.
Ahead.
I had a look and I couldn't see any, but that
okay. Maybe
me.
We don't have merch.
Your music was once described as foreboding nostalgia. Mm. Does that sound about right?
I think there are, I mean, I think we sort of talked about this before, is there are aspects that like kind of play into the aesthetic or like ideas that we have that, you know, we're always trying to go to evoke like a certain feeling. And a lot of that I feel like is from nostalgia, like vague nostalgia of certain things, you know?
But I don't feel like it's trying to be nostalgic as in referential specifically of the past, but more so, of course it does reference past things.
It's kind of like this subtle kind of understanding.
Like when you see something and you're like, oh, that reminds me of my childhood, and mm-hmm. that like weird feeling, like morose, odd feeling. I feel like that's the sort of nostalgia we're seeking.
It's like nostalgia of our own past, not necessarily like
trying to get other people to be like, remember,
that makes sense.
You know?
Like even, I feel like even a lot of the lyrics are like referential to like things of our childhood, if that makes sense.
I wonder if that's why your music has connected with so many people, because that's a very powerful kind of feeling, I think, you know, nostalgia for your own childhood. Yeah. But, are you quite nostalgic people in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think a lot of my strongest, you know, dreams or sort of sometimes like daydreams or feelings have to do with some sort of level of like nostalgia, even if it's not like very literal. It's always like having to do with a feeling that I felt when I was younger, you know, based off of like an environment or something I'm seeing or looking at or whatever, you know.
I don't think I'm very nostalgic, but I am very like emotional, and I think that also plays into a lot of the music.
Yeah, your song is quite nostalgic and emotional. No, mm-hmm. What does it come from? Because I mean, you're pretty young. The kind of sound of music you play when you were young wasn't playing at radios. Where did you get that references?
I think the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, like our generation grew up with the internet and we've had access to all these sort of archives of music before us and music that never got popular, or whatever. So I think that was exciting. That's kind of what we bonded over as a band, was finding all these exciting things on like YouTube, like random YouTube channels who would upload like 7 inches of bands that never got popular, or whatever. But that's just an example of like, yeah, I think like the internet kind of helped us discover taste that wasn't something we necessarily grew up with, you know.
A songwriting question, if I may. How important is structure for you? Because one thing I love about the songs is they've got like these weird bits where they just do this. It's not like verse, chorus, bridge. It's like this kind of strange thing. Mm-hmm. How is that important to you?
I think it doesn't come from like a, oh, let's make it weird, but more so from a songwriting perspective, in the sense that when we're building the structure of the song, it's usually to tailor to the vocal melodies, to have some sort of break in between parts. It's like always to make the song better, not necessarily more complicated. And that's actually a lot of the talks that we have in the studio when we're rehearsing and making songs, is like, okay, like how do we make this like not a mess, you know? Because we don't want it to be so complicated that it's like hard to play or like unintelligible to anyone that like doesn't like play guitar or play drums or something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's usually just a tool to make it feel normal to listen to, I guess, even though it might come off as the opposite sometimes.
I think it's also tied to emotions too, like if the song is sort of trying to represent a certain emotion or is like speaking to certain emotions, I don't think, like, I don't know, in certain songs it wouldn't feel accurate to just have it go like this. Like it has to kind of feel like, some of the songs are a little bit of a roller coaster because that is tied to the emotion accurately, you know.
I also think on top of all that, it's a little bit of a trim the fat mentality, which might not make sense because they're structured in a chaotic way at times, but I think it's also not wanting to be too repetitive within the music.
thank you so much for coming along today. We could speak for a lot longer, but apparently everyone has places to go. Please come back to Barcelona soon. Please, I would love to see you play a really small gig. I mean, the big gig was great. I'd love to see a little small place. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
And thank you so much for coming along today. Fantastic gig earlier. My wife really enjoyed it as well, and she didn't like anything, so, you know, that's a good sign.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
guys.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.